Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all across the world. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to talk about, from LeBron James questioning his teammates' sense of urgency to a guy like Manny Machado getting paid $300 million for the next 10 years to be a San Diego Padre. It's the sports world, people. You never know what can happen. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. I'm not doing $300 million good, but I'm doing pretty good.
I feel you there, man. Most people aren't doing $300 million good, but it's been another wild week in the sports world, as we all know. Like I said, one of those dominoes of the big free agent splashes. Manny Machado has fallen, so he's now a member of the San Diego Padres. And it looks like Bryce Harper will be a member of the Philadelphia Phillies coming up here pretty soon. So we'll see. It sounds like they're nearing some discussions and some talks. But a lot going on in the sports world. In a little bit, we're going to have our good buddy Richard Anselmo talk to us a little bit about what's going on in the NBA. Like I mentioned, about LeBron not so happy about the sense of urgency with his teammates, but a ton of things to get into. We're just getting warmed up. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Like, check out the website too, people. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball? Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at BestEgg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that still is. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, you know, we talk about a lot of things, obviously, on the program. And every now and then you talk about some of the positive things that are happening, and every now and then you got to hit the negative things that happen in the sports world too. And unfortunately for Jim Boeheim, I believe it was Wednesday evening on his way home, or Tuesday, whatever, some night throughout the week on his way home from coaching a basketball game. And unfortunately he winds up hitting a pedestrian and killing that person. Something that he's going to have to deal with the rest of his life. And I think that's something that people don't really understand. You know, they think about, well, he hit somebody and yeah, he feels really bad. But I don't know if you happen to see him speak a little bit about this. I did. And you could tell that this is going to be something that wears on Jim Boeheim for the rest of his life. And it's not something that should be taken very lightly, and you can tell it's bothering this man greatly, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw the post game, and I, you know, or whatever it was on after the Cuse lost to Duke 75-65 yesterday, and you're exactly right. I mean, it's we put these coaches, we put these sports celebrities, and even these, you know, the college kids on a pedestal, and we look up to them, and, you know, it's just like, there's a lot of people that just say, you know, just play ball, just kind of put it behind you. You got to play ball. You got to do it for the team. Well, no, you don't. Because some things, like this, where it was through really no fault of Coach Boeheim's doing, I mean, this is a total accident, that putting something like killing another human being behind you is gonna, like Boeheim said yesterday, it's not gonna be any better after the game. It's not gonna be any better on Wednesday. It's not gonna be better next month. It's not gonna be, you know, he goes, I have to deal with this the rest of my life. And yeah, you could tell his body language said everything. So you really feel for Coach Boeheim. Coach Boeheim, is just one of those coaches in college basketball that is just revered for what he has done for the game and what he's done for Syracuse in the 30 plus years that he's been there. So yeah, you really feel for the guy, and it's just an unfortunate situation.
Yeah. Well said. I mean, again, hearts, prayers, thoughts are with that family, obviously, of the person that he hit, and Coach Boeheim for what he's gonna have to deal with for the rest of his life. I mean, it's not going to be easy. So, just one of those things that we have to talk about here and there. Now let's talk about college basketball a little bit more. And, you know, we had the Zion Williamson deal that happened throughout the week where he sprains his knee and goes through a shoe, and everybody's going after Nike. Everybody's talking about Zion Williamson should sit the rest of the season out and watch his draft status and protect himself and all this and that and the other. And then you hear Krzyzewski, you know, talk about it a little bit the other day, like you're talking about after the game on Saturday with Syracuse. They talk a little bit about it, and, you know, it wasn't even mentioned at all in the camp of Zion Williamson. And I kind of found that to be very refreshing. I don't know about you, but, you know, you hear all the people in the media, you see it all over social media, everybody telling Zion Williamson, don't do this, don't do that. I think people forget that he's a kid, man. He's 18 years old. He has an opportunity of a lifetime, Mike Wilson and anybody that's listening, to be a national champion in college basketball. May not mean a lot to you, but when you're there and you actually have that opportunity thrown right in front of your face for Zion Williamson, I think it's something that is very special to him and something that not a lot of kids have that opportunity. And he owes it to his teammates to go out there and play the game that he loves so much that is going to make him a big-time millionaire in a few months. So I found it to be somewhat disappointing, I guess. I mean, absurd, ridiculous, whatever adjective you can come up with to describe the situation about how other people felt about Zion Williamson and what he should do with the rest of his college career was just mind-boggling to me, Mike Wilson.
Helps if you get my name right.
It was easy for you to say, Mike Wilson.
That's right. It was very, to me, it was disheartening. And you hit every point that I'm about to make here as well, is that here's a kid who was, you know, he was the top one or two recruit in the country. He chooses to go to Duke for various reasons. You know, one of them is that they play for national championships, or they're in the running for national championships just about every year. It was just disheartening to think that there were people out there that telling him to shut it down. When you have a national championship, a conference, ACC conference championship sitting in front of you, and the possibility is very real that they can do this. They can win both the conference and they can win the national championship. You don't shut it down. And let's face it, he has a knee sprain. It's not like he tore. He didn't tear any tendon. He didn't blow out his knee. He didn't tear the patella tendon or anything like that. He sprained his knee, which most of us do when we're sitting at, you know, whatever gym we go to and playing rec ball with whoever. You know, that stuff, it happens. And the whole shoe thing was blown way out of proportion. shoes blow out, man. I mean, and especially when you're 6'8", 285, or 6'7", 285, however big Zion is. I mean, yep. He's putting a lot of torque. He's putting a lot of pressure on that. And then people are like, well, he's been wearing that shoe for the entire week. No, he's not. Those guys change shoes about every game. So the whole shoe thing is just ridiculous to me. Plus, I mean, you know as well as I do, Dorf, that Uncle Phil Knight and Nike are going to come at him and offer him a huge shoe contract once he announces his intentions to go pro after the NCAA tournament. So
yeah, if they're creative, what they'll do is they'll make something out of that blown shoe too, and you know, make it where it's Zion proofed or something. So I think that
that's how they'll advertise too.
They could take in that direction. And if they do, I want my royalties for the idea I just threw out there for everybody all over the world. And I'm sure people from Nike listen to us. So I just gave you guys a great idea for a great brand new marketing campaign when Zion Williamson goes pro. But anyway, let's keep it moving. I'm just joking around. But who knows if they will take that approach, but they could. Kansas, man, what's up with them? Really struggling, getting just absolutely throttled on the road at Texas Tech. Just don't look like the team that they've been for many years, and their streak of 14 straight, something like that, Big 12 championships is definitely on the line for them. It's not that same Kansas team, man. And you know, in a way, maybe this is good because they always play so well during the year and we expect big things, and then they choke in the tournament. Maybe they're choking early, and then they'll wind up playing great in the tournament, Mike Wilson.
That would be the wishful thinking if you are a Jayhawk fan for sure right now. But, yeah, you're exactly right. The Kansas ain't Kansas. And when you go to Texas Tech and you get blown out by 29, you know, there was no effort last night. I mean, they look like they didn't even care to be in Lubbock last night. So Kansas, to me, has always been that team where I just don't trust them. Okay, when they get to the tournament, I just don't trust them because they come in with all this hype. They're like, oh, okay, this is the team that can win it, you know. And they do have – Kansas does have success over the course of the years, but they don't have the success in the tournament that people would expect them to have. So, you know, this is – for me, this is nothing new with Kansas. Maybe, like you said, maybe they're just choking early so they can get it out of the way and have a successful run. But right now, for me anyways, I just don't trust Kansas at all.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. On the other side, I still want to talk college hoops. There was something interesting that those Ole Miss players did in response to something going on at their campus. So we'll get into that on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Pull up with a trigger, dance with your body, wiggle that thing, yo. Take a chance, move that body, break it all down, let's have a party.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you as we always do each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always love hearing your thoughts and your opinions at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there, too. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Talking some college basketball, and, you know, we make a big deal out of these protests that these athletes make here and there. And, you know, I understand it. I get it. And in some cases, it gets taken out of context. I don't happen to know if you saw what those kids did at Ole Miss on that basketball floor on Saturday. And it was about a rally that's been going on their campus at their university. And they said it's happened numerous times where it's racist-like rallies. First and foremost, Mike Wilson, I don't understand what that's doing on college campuses in this day and age anyway. How are they allowing that to happen? But I do like the stand that those eight players took, which was to kneel at some point, and it had nothing to do about the national anthem or, you know, racist stuff going on in America. It had to do with what's going on their own campus. So did you happen to see it, and your thoughts?
Well, I saw what ESPN showed. I saw the picture or whatever, the video of them kneeling. I was like, well, what's this about? And so, you know, you eloquently put into words just what it was about. And I'm right with the players. Okay, I mean, you're talking about these rallies that are to many African Americans are racist, and to anybody who has a workable brain, they would be racist too, because if they are if these rallies are Confederacy rallies, I mean, that Confederate flag, let's make no mistake, that's a racist flag. That's a flag that if you like to root for losers, and the Confederacy were the losers in the Civil War, then, you know, go right ahead. I think it's probably protected by the First Amendment, but, you know, sometimes it's just like you just got to take a stand if you're the university. And these players were taking a stand based on what their thoughts were. I mean, if you've ever been to the South, like the Deep South, the Confederate flag is everywhere, man. And it's kind of disappointing to still see that flag flying. It's difficult to understand why people want to celebrate the losing side. I know they'll go, well, it's part of our history. Well, it's part of our history that we don't need to celebrate. That was just a disgusting time in U.S. history. And for these players to take a stand, and like you said, it wasn't taking a stand against the national anthem. It was taking a stand against slavery and racist thoughts and racist types of behavior. I think the SEC could be in for some this could spread to other SEC schools. So the SEC may have something on their hands heading into the conference tournament and the tournament that everybody wants to be talking about that the SEC doesn't want any part of. So it'll be interesting moving forward.
Yeah, no, that's some really good points. And I guess, you know, it's another way to throw it out there would be, you know, it's hate, you know, and it's spreading hate. And we don't need that at this time, obviously. And we're trying to become right. More unified. And this is just more stuff to divide us. But, you know, keeping it in the SEC, there was a hell of a basketball game between LSU and Tennessee. I don't know if you happen to catch that one either, but the last couple of seconds of that game, a little interesting. A foul was called, and I don't think Rick Barnes felt like it was a good call. And you know what? I don't necessarily know if it was a good call just by looking at it myself. But with that being said, one hell of a basketball game. We got ourselves a three-way tie in the SEC at the top, if I'm not mistaken. LSU, Tennessee, what a basketball game. 82-80 was the final. I don't think that changes your thoughts about Tennessee, but there have been a few kinks in the armor for Tennessee as of late, Mike Wilson. And I know that you were big on them, like a Final Four-like team. Still have those feelings about Tennessee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. I'm not going to waver off of Tennessee. They're a veteran club. They got two NBA-ready veteran guys on their team. They got a good coach. And at the same time, Tennessee went to Rupp Arena in Kentucky and lost. Okay, there's a lot of people that think they wouldn't get out of Rupp with a win. And once again, they're on the road. They're at a good LSU team. And lost on the road. So I'm not jumping off the bandwagon, so to speak, with the Volunteers, but it makes the SEC title race a lot more interesting. And let's face it, hey, you know, Kentucky's come a long way since getting blown out by the Duke, by the Dukies. So, and Kentucky's playing really good ball right now. So, you know, as far as Tennessee's concerned, I still think they can get to the Final Four. But right now, you know, you can put some money on Kentucky getting to the Final Four, depending on what the matchups are, you know, with the tournament and all that kind of deal. But the SEC has three great teams in LSU, Tennessee, and Kentucky going into the big dance here in a few weeks.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see who winds up winning the SEC out of those three teams first and foremost, and then obviously the tournament coming up too will be really fun to watch. So Nevada gets another victory, a tight one over Fresno State, but that's another team that we're not talking a ton about. Virginia has a nice victory over Louisville on the road. You know, they struggled. The only team to lose to a 16 seed in the March Madness tournament so far. Gonzaga throwing up another impressive victory, 102-68 over BYU. And, you know, that's a really good basketball team. You want to talk about veterans. Mark Few does it each and every year with Gonzaga, and he keeps bringing kids back year in and year out. They don't have that one-and-done system there. So I really feel North Carolina, another team that's kind of creeping up there. Houston, another team. Marquette, those guys from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You know, it's weird, bro, that there's so many teams this year that I feel like have a legitimate shot. And I mean, I always say this, but this year I actually really mean it. You know, I mean, I don't know who's winning the tournament this year, Mike. I really don't.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, you hit the nail on the head once again, Dorf. It is wide open. Gonzaga's playing good ball. Most of the time, I want to trust Gonzaga. I mean, they're the one kind of dominant team out west here that people out here on the West Coast like to think can do something. But for some reason, I mean, they can't get it done in the tournament, but they are playing good ball as well. I'll tell you what, that Nevada squad, and I did a little research on them yesterday just because I just don't know a lot about Nevada, but they're huge. Like, their shortest guy in their starting five is like 6'6", and everybody else is above that. I think Nevada is going to be a matchup problem for anybody that they play come NCAA tournament time. I think Nevada is going to be a really tough out for anybody. I mean, they're sixth ranked team in the country, so they're playing good ball, like you said. North Carolina, don't look now. They beat Duke. Granted, you know, Zion did his thing and got injured, but you still won at Duke. You put away Florida State. There are a lot of teams, like you said, in Houston, you know, Marquette, like you were talking about, man. There are a lot of teams starting to hit their stride right before the conference tournament, right before the big dance. And that's when you want to be playing your best basketball. So, the tournament is wide open and it's shoot, dude, it's going to be a fun tournament to watch this year for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's always fun. We didn't mention the Big Ten at all, you know, and that's somewhat interesting to me. Right. There are some good teams there. You do have the Michigans. You have the Michigan States. You got the Wisconsins. You got the Purdue's, obviously. Yeah. I mean, you've got those teams. The Maryland's even in the top 25. But we didn't really mention them. And earlier in the year, we did mention the Big Ten. And we were like, wow, you know, the Big Ten has all these teams ranked inside the top 25. Do you think there's a Big Ten push out of anybody?
Well, you know what? That's a good question. I would think, you know, maybe Michigan or Michigan State. I mean, they play later this week. You would have to think those two teams could have a push. But, I mean, you know as well as I do, buddy, that, you know, when you get to tournament time, it just depends on who you're matched up against and who beats who, you know, the first couple rounds, because we know the first couple rounds are just – they're just kind of – psychotic. I mean, you can have, like last year, you had a 16 beat a 1. You got 12s and 5s. You got 11s and 6. You know, you got all sorts of possibilities. So, you know, to just get through those first two rounds and then see who you match up against, I think is going to dictate whether or not the Big Ten is going to get a push from their teams in the tournament or not.
And speaking of Michigan State, Michigan, they do play later today, by the way. So that'll be interesting to see who has the upper hand in that. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We're going to come back with Richard Anselmo, our NBA insider, on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
DiVincenzo will walk it up. Now everybody's starting to stand. Both sides trying to rally their team. DiVincenzo launching a three. Good! Oh, what a gut punch from Dante DiVincenzo. The Michigan fans sit back down across the timeline. DiVincenzo, three on the left wing. Good again! He had two Wolverines in his face, and he did not care. Dante DiVincenzo cannot be stopped.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You don't need a three if you get a shot here. And leave it up high.
Durant to tie it.
He got it! But it's nice if you can get one.
Durant with the stuff. It counts in the foul.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in.
All right, I'm in too. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Thanks for checking us out, you people listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211. We love hearing from you at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. At this time, Mike, we're going to jump out to the phones, bring on a guest, Richard Anselmo, our NBA insider. You can check him out on SB Nation Radio. Richard, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you both for having me. Great to be here.
Hey, I got to start out. I mean, look, the NBA All-Star Game took place last week, obviously, and you know, it came and went. We're well past the halfway mark, so we can't use that, but we're on our final push for the playoff push, and LeBron starting to question his teammates' sense of urgency. And you know what? I think I was figuring at some point this would happen. Usually it happens a little earlier in the season because then they make those adjustments. LeBron and company get trades made and happened. Didn't really happen for them at the deadline this year, and now you're hearing him question his teammates' sense of urgency. How bad is it going to get in L.A. if they don't make the playoffs, Richard?
It could get quite bad. They will have to add another piece. Obviously, they can't do it now, but they will have to add another one in the off season, whether they make it or not. It's a different kind of team for LeBron. He usually has a lot of veteran players with him. The type of guys he knows how they play. He knows they can step up. And right now, it's just a lot of young players who haven't been in this position. And it's tougher because you have to take that next step. Maybe some of them don't have that step or haven't developed it yet.
Richard, this is Mike Wilson here. Hey, you know, we talk about the Lakers and the sense of urgency and stuff. I'm a big Celtic guy, and I don't know about their sense of urgency right now or just how they're playing. In your opinion, what explains it's not a collapse of the Celtics, but I mean, just the way they've played this year. Is it a Kyrie thing and the uncertainty with what he's going to do later in the summer, or what do you think it is?
I don't think it's that. I don't think Kyrie knows what he's going to do. And if he does, he could change his mind. He's the kind of person who leaves every option open. And he could change it two or three times before then. I think the urgency thing is something, again, with this set of younger players. And they're looking at it, wondering why it can't be the same as it was last postseason. We had these major roles. We took this team to within one quarter of the NBA Finals. Now that Kyrie is back, that situation changes, and he is the one you want with the ball in his hands at the end of a game. In fact, most of the game. And there's just a lot of circumstances. I think some of it has to do with Brad Stevens. He has always coached, for lack of a better word, underdog teams. Teams he coached in college weren't expected to get as far as they did. He took a couple of overachieving Celtics teams into the playoffs. Now they have more pieces in place, and they're playing as a favorite. And they were a favorite at the beginning of the year. I think everyone thought so. I thought it was between them and Toronto.
Sure.
But they're not stepping up. They haven't made that step. They haven't assumed different sets of responsibilities. Like it really has to mess with Jaylen Brown.
I think that's a great perspective and one that we haven't really thought about, to be quite honest with you. That's the voice of Richard Anselmo, NBA insider, joining us here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. You can catch him on SB Nation Radio. You know, that was a pretty interesting thought, and I've never really thought about it the way you just did. And you're right, man. Brad Stevens has always had Butler. It's the writing is right there on the wall, people. That was an underdog team that he overachieved with. And you're right. When he first picked up this Boston team, he overachieved with them. Now they have all these pieces together, and he has all this talent, and it's almost like he doesn't know what to do with it. I think that's a really, really good point. But with that being said, there's a guy in Milwaukee, Coach Bud, who has come on to the scene there where, you know what, they had all these pieces. Jason Kidd couldn't figure it out. What can you say about the job that Coach Bud has done there in Milwaukee with the talent that he had? And a lot of people say, well, there's a lot of differences. The real big difference is Brook Lopez, and now you bring in Nesterovic to be another guy that can shoot for them. But truth be told, the team is relatively the same as when Jason Kidd was there. But now other guys, like you're talking about people stepping up for Boston, that's what's happening in Milwaukee, man. There's guys that people didn't know about, Sterling Browns of the world, that are stepping up and playing great minutes for this team, and Coach Bud is the guy that's gotten it all done. So from one team that is underachieving to a little bit, let's talk about a team that's overachieving a little bit.
I think Bud's a great coach. I think he's one of the best in the league. I've always liked him, and I'm glad that his team is achieving this. Remember, too, there aren't a lot of differences, like you said, but Eric Bledsoe's healthy. He makes a difference on both ends. Giannis is another year older. There's a little more maturity there. But I never really liked what Jason Kidd did with that team. I never liked their rotations. Mm-hmm. I never liked the way they played. And I also think it's pretty clever all of a sudden to make Brook Lopez an outside shooter.
Go ahead, Mike. Mike, go ahead. Mike, are you with us?
There we go. I'm here. Richard, just tell me, who's your MVP right now? This is getting, you know, a lot of play right now. Is it Harden? Is it PG-13? To me, it's Giannis. It's Giannis all day long because he's been doing it all season long, not in bits and pieces that maybe the other two are. But if you had a vote, tell the fans out there, who would you vote for and why?
Well, and I just want to add, I think that, you know, Giannis's team ultimately has had the best season too. I mean, you can't discredit right. What the Milwaukee Bucks have done in general. And yes, Giannis is a huge part of it, but that team is whipping up on the NBA right now. Sorry, Richard, go ahead.
Well, as much as it is about what the team did, it wasn't the year Westbrook won it when I actually thought Harden had a better year. If you'd have asked me 2 months ago, I would have said Harden. Now I see him as a distant third. I think it's a two-man race between Giannis and Paul George. And I think just the player Giannis has become and the step he's taken. Paul George has always been a great two-way player, and he's having his absolute best season.
Mm-hmm.
But Giannis, to me, has to be the MVP at this point.
I'm with you 100%. I mean, he can play positions 1 through 5. You saw him get back on the defensive end against Boston the other night, making just great plays, a lot like what LeBron did in the finals back against Golden State a few years back. And I agree with you. I mean, I it's crazy because I sit and watch games with my girlfriend, and I'm sitting here saying, I really can't believe what I'm seeing. And I think it's one of those special times that we have to sit back and just say, wow, we're watching one of the future greats in this game right now, and we're seeing him develop. I mean, the truth is he has a long way to go, but he is already one of the best players in the league right now, Richard, Mike. And the truth is, he can improve his outside shooting a lot. He could develop that mid-range jumper, which would help him if he could face guys up. I mean, there's so many things that he can improve, but yet he does so many things right now that other people can't do. So I just think we're watching a real special athlete, and let's just sit back and enjoy the ride, Richard.
Oh, I agree. I think he is going to be a generational player.
Yeah.
He does have that step to take with his shooting. I think he will. I really do, because he does work on his game. He wants to win. He's in a really good situation with teammates he's quite familiar with and people he trusts. And look at some of the supporting characters they have. Malcolm Brogdon, he was a second-round draft pick. And he comes in and still gives them consistent minutes. Eric Bledsoe plays both ends really well. He hasn't, despite injuries, has not lost his speed. And he's a pest. He really is. They got rid of Thon Maker, who wasn't doing anything.
True.
They had Mirotić, who's going to be a difference maker. Shot alone. I look at a guy like Giannis. I want to surround him with shooters.
I agree. So, hey, with that line of thought, and by the way, we're speaking to Richard Anselmo, NBA insider. You can check him out on SB Nation Radio. Let me ask you this. You know, would you look for that big free agent splash if you're Milwaukee, or would you be content to bring back this nucleus of players because you're going to have to sign a lot of those guys too? So, in your humble opinion, what route would you take?
I would be so tempted to just stay with what you have and grow with it. But it depends on who the big name is. If tomorrow Kevin Durant says he wants to go there, you make the room. You move pieces. But I wouldn't do it for just anyone.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Okay, so let's get into the playoffs, because I have a feeling that it's going to be very interesting. But with that being said, who do you like to get out of the East? If everything stays the way it is right now and Milwaukee holds that number one spot and Toronto's in two and everything falls into place the way it is, what do you think happens in the East?
Well, what Kyrie said last night kind of sticks with me. In a seven-game series, when we have a chance to prepare for a team, I don't feel anyone can beat us. And they're still up there for me, even though I favor Milwaukee.
With that being said, Milwaukee took Boston to seven games last year, and they didn't have home court advantage. So my humble opinion, home court does make a difference. That could very easily be what the difference is this year for Milwaukee if they do get through the Eastern Conference.
It does make a difference. I think more in the NBA than any other sport. I like Milwaukee to come out of the East, but I'm still holding on to Toronto and Boston both a bit.
Oh, I think it's going to be a dogfight. And everybody that thought the East was nowhere near as good as the West, I think they were way too quick to jump the gun on that. But real quickly, before we let you run, one more quick one. Is it all about Golden State in the West, or is there somebody that can get by Golden State?
I wish there was. Just to make it interesting. If last year's Rockets team couldn't have beaten the Warriors, I don't know if anyone will. They have weaknesses. They have more. And with Boogie Cousins there, their defense is terrible.
True.
Defending the pick and roll, they can't do it. And he gets way out of position too easily. But they're so good offensively, it almost doesn't matter against maybe 28 of the other teams in the league. I think the only one that gives them a problem is Houston.
I agree, but with the way that they play, it's tough for them to win because you can't have Harden dominate the ball so much. Hey, I hear the music, Richard. We got to let you run. Really appreciate your time. We're going to have to do this again, my friend.
Andy, Mike, anytime you want me, I'm here.
Richard Anselmo, you can check him out on SB Nation Radio, NBA Insider. We're definitely going to have him back. Good stuff. Keep it close, everybody. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to wrap up this hour, and then we're going to kick it into hour number two. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Mitchell ball movement failed. Slam. John Collins wondering why he didn't hear a whistle. Parker Robinson. He went to the left hand and hammered it down.
That's a lot of points.
Yep.
Chris Paul. off the floor. Black shot, Giannis. He just knocked it away from Clint Capella.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you desperate for a good night's sleep? Then listen up. Studies show lack of sleep causes stress, irritability, weight gain, and even death. But you already know how bad it is when you don't get enough sleep, don't you? You've tried sleeping pills with their annoying and potentially dangerous side effects. Maybe you've wasted money on the latest miracle pillow that promises a good night's sleep. Have any of these worked? If not, I may have your solution. It's convenient, inexpensive, has zero side effects, and it flat out works. So if you want to experience deep, restful sleep starting tonight, visit www.sleepmusic.com. This weird little known trick is already helping thousands of people around the world experience better sleep, deeper rest, and happier mornings. And with a full 90-day money-back satisfaction guarantee, what have you got to lose? Visit sleepmusic.com to see how this amazing sleep solution can help you. Use promo code RADIO to get $10 off. That's www.sleepmusic.com and promo code RADIO to get $10 off.
Durant for three. It's good. Kevin Durant from downtown. And Golden State takes the lead. Shot clock at 5. Kevin Durant way outside. Delivers. Kevin Durant from downtown. It's a 6-point game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Welcome back, everybody. What an amazing sports world that we live in. Guys like Kevin Durant, obviously a great player, but hates the question of where are you going to play next year when all he does is sign one-year contracts. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, people, but it is what it is. Don't get upset about people asking you questions when all you do is sign one-year contracts. Welcome back, everybody. Obviously, I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. We are always with you each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Taking your thoughts, your opinions at 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, you ready for hour number two, brother, or what?
I'm always ready for hour number two, and whatever. I hope we kind of get into this Manny Machado 10-year, $300 million contract a little bit. But, yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll get into that and a whole lot more. It looks like Bryce Harper is close to signing as well. So keep it close, everybody. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
While the United States has not yet been able to provide humanitarian assistance to Venezuela as a result of the socialist dictatorship, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News Sunday the Trump administration remains focused on Maduro leaving office.
The American people have been most generous, providing a couple hundred tons of food, medicine, hygiene kits for the Venezuelan people. And then we'll continue to build out the global coalition to put force behind the voice of the Venezuelan people.
Pompeo says the disputed president's administration's days are numbered. The National Transportation Safety Board on the scene looking into how a Boeing 767 cargo plane carrying packages for Amazon crashed in a lake near Houston. Michael Kreisner and his son witnessed the crash.
Out of the corner of our eye, we seen a plane coming down at a 45-degree angle. I said something to him. He had enough time to look up and see it himself.
All three crew members believed to be dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
As the Vatican Summit on Sex Abuse in the Catholic Church comes to a close, Pope Francis held a mass telling the 190-plus church leaders new guidelines will be enforced.
I make a heartfelt appeal for an all-out battle against the abuse of minors, both sexually and in other areas, on the part of all authorities and individuals, for we are dealing with abominable crimes which must be erased from the face of the earth.
The pontiff's address, which referred to clerics who abuse children as tools of Satan, began with a litany of statistics regarding multiple kinds of sex abuse. A judge in Chicago has set bond for R&B singer R. Kelly at $1 million on charges he sexually abused four women from 1998 to 2010. Asante McGee is an alleged victim and says she's relieved his arrest has finally come.
I started crying. It was tears of joy to know that we finally got an indictment after, you know, 2 decades of him getting away with the allegations. It was a joyous moment for me.
The indictment says Kelly used force or the threat of force on his victims. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A surprising plea of guilty from the parents in California who tortured their 13 children by starving them and chaining them to their beds. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
David and Louise Turpin were arrested last year after their teenage daughter escaped. Riverside County District Attorney Michael Hestron.
Each of the Turpins have pled guilty now to multiple counts of elder abuse, torture, child abuse, false imprisonment. And those pleas will result in 2 life sentences.
An attorney for the children says the older ones are still learning to be independent, and they're very protective of the younger ones. He says they don't want to be seen as victims. They want people to see them as survivors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Much of New York is bracing for a strong storm system that could produce significant damage in some regions today and tomorrow. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Mother Nature is going to pay us a visit, and she can be deceptive at times. And we are anticipating a bad combination of weather components. Very high winds, cold temperatures, and possible lake effect snow.
The interstate system in Nebraska was shut down in three different places Saturday because of chain reaction accidents. While 10 inches of snow and even larger drifts blocked roadways, several people were injured, but no fatalities have been reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, maybe even good evening to some. Welcome in, everybody. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. Thank you for listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211. Welcome in, everybody. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. LeBron somewhat questioning the sense of urgency from his teammates. Manny Machado signs a 10-year deal for $300 million. A lot going on in the sports world, Mike Wilson. How you doing, brother?
Doing really well, man. I mean, there's a lot of baseball stuff going on, and you got Harper and the Phillies talking. Just sounds like it's getting close to the end, but we'll see what's happening. But there's a lot of money, as always, involved.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get into that a little bit more, but it's interesting because when you make Manny Machado the face of your organization, you're asking him to do a lot, to be quite honest with you. We saw some of his antics in the postseason from last year, and you know what? This is a big, big move by the Padres, and you know what? The Padres, I actually think that they're not that far away from being a decent team. So this is interesting. This is a piece for them. We'll get into that and a whole lot more. Believe me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. We'll be right back, everybody. We're just getting warm. We're getting loose. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball? Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
3-1 delivery to him, and he rocks one way back in left field. They turn to watch, and goodbye, home run off the facade of the second deck. Machado with a swing and a drive to left field. Benintendi setting up at the wall, and that one's gone.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'd love to hear from you, your thoughts, your opinions. They mean something to us. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Again, always here live each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love your thoughts. Love your opinions. They mean a lot to us. And we're going to talk a little Major League Baseball. As you could tell, we heard the clips, the highlights as we're coming back in. And as we mentioned, the big news of the week so far has been Manny Machado signing $300 million deal for 10 years with a 5-year out. So there is an option with this deal as well. But that has set the standard for a guy like Bryce Harper to now hit the scene as well. And if Machado gets $300 million, and Mike and I were talking a little bit about this during the break, and Mike's sitting there saying, well, I wouldn't pay this guy that, it's not worth it. Well, and I'm taking the other route, and I'm saying, listen, you know what? To us, people are overpaid, but the truth is they're worth whatever the market will bear. So the market decided to bear $300 million to a guy like Manny Machado, okay? So what do you think the market will bear for a guy like Bryce Harper when he gets paid? Are we looking at $350 million? Are we looking at $400 million? What are your thoughts on how much Bryce Harper will wind up getting? And it looks like he's close to a deal with the Phillies. So What are your thoughts on Machado? Again, to let the people know that are listening to us on Sirius XM channel 211, not just the conversation that you and I had during the break, but let them hear you all over the globe about Manny Machado. And then also, let me hear what you think about Bryce Harper and the dollars that he may wind up getting.
Well, with Machado, let me clarify just a little bit. I'm not against the money. Okay, I mean, I absolutely realize, you know, get your paper, get your money. I'm just not a big fan of these 10-year contracts because for the team, you know, from a team standpoint, from a front office standpoint, you're never going to see the value really come out of a 10-year contract, $300 million contract for you. I mean, if you go 10 years and what's Machado is about 20, I think he's about 27 or 28 years old. You go out now a 10-year contract. Is Machado going to be the same player as he was, you know, at 27 as he is going to be at 37 or 38? No. Like, it just makes no sense. But that's the route that they figured that they could, that the Padres went. The whole Bryce Harper thing, I think he's going to probably get about 325, 330, somewhere in there. I don't know if it's going to be 10-year, but, you know, he's in that 325, 330 range in terms of money.
See, I disagree with you 100% as far as Manny Machado goes. If you feel like the guy is not worth $300 million, okay, that's one thing. But the truth of the matter is this, is that the guy right now, if you are looking at what he's going to do for them over the next few years, then boom, he's worth every bit of that $300 million. So, and looking at it now on my Facebook Live feed, I see Brett Boone chiming in or looking in, and I'm sure that Brett has an opinion about Manny Machado getting $300 million over 10 years. And again, you're talking, Mike, about the value that he's not going to get the value, or the Padres aren't getting the value. Look, the sense of urgency to win in sports, if you're not getting it, the sense of urgency is to win these things right now. So they're not looking 10 years out at Manny Machado. They're looking in the next 3 or 4 years. But the only way to make this deal happen was to wrap this guy up for about another 10 years. So ultimately, what they did is this. They got this guy for the next 10 years. So the window of opportunity for the San Diego Padres, Mike Wilson, is now a 10-year window. So I think you're looking at it too much on the man himself, Manny Machado. And I think that, look, whether we like him as a person, whether we think that he's a great guy to have in your organization and to be a role model and to be the face of your organization, that's not up to you and I, buddy. The bottom line is they now have a 10-year window where they might be able to win.
Yeah, they might be able to win. I don't know if I'm putting my franchise on Machado. I don't think he's that kind of guy that can put a team on his back. And, you know, San Diego still has to prove it to me that they're going to put pieces around him. I mean, you and I both know that baseball is not a one-man show. I mean, it's much like football where you need pieces and definite role players. And I don't know. I mean, it certainly could happen. I mean, the Padres do, from what I understand, they have one of the best minor league systems going right now in terms of quality minor league players. So they could certainly put pieces around them, but then again, you got to get those pieces to perform at a major league level. And, you know, how fast is that going to take? And, you know, I mean, if it's me and I'm San Diego, I go after Bryce Harper. I'd much rather have a Bryce Harper than a Manny Machado. I just think Bryce Harper is a much better player. He certainly plays harder to me. Like, Machado's just a kind of a big slug out there. He doesn't run out stuff. He doesn't, you know, all those kind of things in terms of people complain, well, he doesn't play the right way. Well, you know, he doesn't hustle and all that. Is he a good talent? Yeah, he's a good talent. But to me, he's not a face of the franchise kind of talent to me. And that's just the way I feel about Machado. I mean, I'm not doubting his skill. I mean, $300 million is $300 million. And if that's what he's going to get, that's what he's going to get. But in terms of talent-wise, give me Harper all day long over Machado.
Well, again, the decision's already been made. That's the way that the Padres went. So they're with, they've got Manny Machado, and you know what? We'll see how this this love affair, this romance winds up going for both of them, and we'll see how long it lasts. I mean, look, we all know that just because you have a 10-year contract, and again, there's a 5-year option, doesn't necessarily mean that either one of these guys are going to be happy and that they're going to stick with this. So it's just a number, man. That's all it is. Look at it the way it really is. It's just a number, and he set the standard now for the new market of what guys will be getting paid, and Bryce Harper is just going to reap the benefits from it. So at the end of the day, you know what? All this did for – all this Manny Machado signing from the Padres did – was help Bryce Harper, because Bryce Harper is now going to get even more money than Manny Machado did. So at the end of the day, I think that both these guys are going to be pretty happy, and they're going to get paid pretty handsomely. Let me ask you this, Mike Wilson. Looks like the Cardinals made some differences. Obviously, the Brewers have made some minor differences as far as things so far that they've done, and they didn't necessarily need to make many, and they got to figure out their pitching rotation and things along those lines. But are the Cardinals the team to look out for in the National League Central? What do you think?
They're certainly a team you always got to be aware of and a little wary of. I mean, to me, the Cardinals are kind of like the San Francisco Giants. They always seem like they're in the mix. Even when they're not in the mix, they're still there. They're always going to be heard from towards the end of the year, no matter how far behind they may be in the standings. The one thing that the Cardinals did that I really liked is they got Paul Goldschmidt. You know, they traded for Paul Goldschmidt. The guy's a solid player. He's a solid citizen. And his talent is undenied. I mean, he languished for years out here in the desert and kind of went unnoticed for a while. Despite his talent, despite his numbers he put up, he finally has got some recognition the last few years, all-star games, that kind of thing. But now with St. Louis and that culture, and we talk about culture all the time in different sports with Pittsburgh, the Steelers or the Patriots, the Spurs, the Golden State. Now he's in a culture, Goldschmidt's in a culture where winning is expected, to be at the top of your division, to make playoff runs, to get to World Series, to do those kind of things is now expected. And I think it's going to do nothing for the Cardinals except accelerate them to, I mean, you got to look at them almost as a World Series potential team, you know, coming out of that division. And that division's tough. You got the Cardinals, you got your Brewers, you got my Cubbies, you know, that's going to be a dogfight this season, next season, the whole thing. And let's not forget about the Cardinals. I mean, we got the Red Sox now. You got Mookie. I mean, Mookie Betts, you got that whole pitching. You know, they're going to re-sign Kimbrel. They're going to re-sign the praying mantis, you know, the closer there. I mean,
attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for the business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson, and he had a ton to say about what's going on in Major League Baseball, by the way, as we were leaving you on the other side. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that still is, at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, you know, again, we go back and forth about a lot of different things in the sports world, and now I'm going to throw something at you that is probably more of a joke of a topic for us than anything, but we both know, and everybody else knows around the country, around the world, Robert Kraft, man. Look, he's the cool owner of the New England Patriots. I mean, he's got hip-hop artists as buddies and friends. And, you know, this guy seems to be a man of the people. He's, you know, giving dap to people. And he's, you know, bumping fists with people. And like I said, man, he's that cool owner, right? He's that cool old white guy owner that everybody seems to love right now. But dude has some serious issues going on now with this soliciting deal that he's involved with. And it sounds like from what's going on that Robert Kraft may not even be the biggest name involved in this whole situation. But with that being said, Robert Kraft got himself in some sort of a pickle here, doesn't he, Mike?
Yeah. Interesting that you use the word pickle. But yeah, he has an issue. Talk about the Plategate part two, as we go move forward here. I mean, the jokes has come forever with this kind of thing. But you know, on a serious note, let's take a look, at what the issue is here. The police in Jupiter, Florida have been doing a sting for a long time on massage parlors in Jupiter, for sex trafficking. Okay, that's no joke. That's nothing to laugh at. That's nothing to kind of make fun about. And Robert Kraft has been caught up in it. And I don't care what Robert Kraft says that it wasn't him. The police are like, we got video. I mean, the police have already come out. Look, we got video. We know it's him. We're moving forward. So I don't know how Kraft kind of maneuvers his way out of this. The one thing you also want to keep an eye on, is that what kind of punishment is going to be handed down from the NFL? Because this certainly falls under, that whole
conduct detrimental to the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah. And now we have an owner, and is the commissioner going to cower and not really do anything? Now, I don't suspect he's going to cower, but I mean, that's certainly something you can think about. But now the other aspect of this is women owners. There's about three, four, five women that own the teams now because their husbands have passed on. They're certainly going to have a voice in this. And I think that's something you really got to look at as to these women owners and what their thoughts and what their reasons are going to be for handing down a punishment on Robert Kraft. Because when the owners get together and they talk about this, Kraft's not going to be in the room. Okay, he's not going to be in a room listening to this. The other owners are going to have to come up with something. And I think, you know what, to send a message, there has to be a big fine. There has to be a big big punishment, like not have contact with the team maybe for a whole season. I mean, really just kind of come down hard, because if you are serious about this whole domestic violence thing with the players, in a sense, and you're caught in a massage parlor that's been, you know, looked at for sex trafficking, this is domestic violence. I mean, this is violence against women in its purest form. So there's a lot of things that I think Kraft has to be worried about here, even though he has more money than God to help him deal with it. There's some issues here that the NFL is really going to have to take a look at and have to deal with in a very serious manner.
Look, it's going to cost Robert Kraft a lot of money, 100% for sure. And if I'm not mistaken, Irsay from the Colts got 6 games for some sort of a drug charge that he got. So I don't think you're out of line by saying that this could be a year suspension for Robert Kraft, and maybe in the sense of him completely being away from the team for a whole season. I could see that very easily. I don't think that Roger Goodell can let this slide underneath the rug and slide underneath the couch, however you want to put it. I think he does have to come down pretty hard on Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots. So I think it's going to be a fine from the Patriots. I think there'll be a fine from Robert Kraft. I think that you're onto something, that he could be away from the game for a year, maybe even more. I don't think that they're going to force him to sell his team. I don't think they can do that. But I do think that they're going to put a pretty heavy penalty on this, because like you did say, you know, we have come down on players before. And if I'm not mistaken, Warren Sapp had something similar happened to him when he was out here in Arizona for a football game, but he was a player. This is an owner. I do think that they're different. I think that, you know, players are handled in certain ways, and owners should be handled in a different way. And quite frankly, I think the owner should be handled in a more severe way than the player was. I mean, the player's going to lose their job, right? And I don't think that there's anything worse than that. So how do you get to Robert Kraft and make him understand that this is as low as it gets? I don't know what the answer is, Mike.
No, I don't either. And, you know, owners should be held to a different standard. They're the owners of the team. They set, you know, they can change rules within the whole flipping league. So, I mean, there has to be a higher standard for these guys. And it just boggles my mind. Like, if you want that kind of company, you know, if you're Robert Kraft, there's probably better ways of going about it, to get female companionship. Okay. If that's what you want, you know, that you don't have to go to Jupiter, Florida while your team's in the playoffs, not even in the Super Bowl yet, but in the playoffs, to go to a massage parlor. I mean, it just sounds real seedy and disgusting. I mean, well, it is seedy and disgusting, but I mean, really, you're a guy that bought your team for $197 million, and now your team's worth billions. There's ways that you can get get female companionship without jeopardizing everything else.
No, I think you hit on a great point. I mean, look, at the end of the day, we always say this about athletes. They think they're ATL. They think they're above the law. Well, Robert Kraft displayed that same type of arrogance, that same type of entitlement, if you will, where he's saying, look, man, I'm Robert Kraft, and I can do whatever I want because, like you're saying, I've got more money than God. I am the owner of the New England Patriots. We just won the Super Bowl. I've had Tom Brady and Bill Belichick for the last 18 years. We've been to 9 Super Bowls. Everybody loves me. Everybody knows who I am. Well, you know what? Dude, when you are somebody that everybody knows, you become that much bigger of a target. You become that much bigger of somebody's payday. I mean, it's just amazing to me in the day in which we live with social media, with the way that the media is in general, that you put yourself out there to get yourself in trouble. It doesn't make sense to me, Mike Wilson. And you know what? It just shows us that owners are no different than players in any league. It shows you that everybody at a certain point in time thinks they are above the law and that they can do whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want, with whoever they want. And you know what? You can't. Sorry, bro. You can't.
Yeah, you just can't. And, you know, to go along with this, you said at the beginning, I've heard this as well, that he may not be the only real famous dude associated with this. And let's just keep in mind that Jupiter, Florida has a ton of professional golfers that live in that city, and there's one professional golfer that has had a run-in with this kind of stuff before. Not that I'm saying that it's him, but we got to keep an eye on that as well.
No, I look, man, at the end of the day, but it's also, I mean, this is probably an area where there's older people. So I think that, you know, it could be older money. It could be older people involved in this. And again, the sex trafficking thing is just disgusting. So I know we got to take a break. I hear the music. We're going to come back. We'll continue talking about the sports world. It never ceases to amaze us, man. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Honestly, I just want to let the world know how sorry I am for my actions, and you know, it's been a tough time for me, and I'm extremely embarrassed because of that video.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
First and 10 for Roethlisberger. Good block by DeCastro. Going deep and looking for Brown. He's got it at the 25. Jalen Ramsey was defending. It's a completion of 49 yards. They'll take it down to the Jacksonville 23.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, hanging out with you here on yet another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike. So we've been breaking down a lot of things. We've talked about the Boeheim situation, which is obviously just awful and terrible and something that he's going to have to deal with for the rest of his life. We've talked a little bit about Zion Williamson and busting out of his shoe and how people reacted to that. We talked about Robert Kraft and how people reacted to that a little bit. Time to get into some of the actual things that may or may not happen on the field. Antonio Brown is definitely not going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. They want – both sides agree that it's now time to move on. Their owner or general manager, if I'm not mistaken, maybe came out this week and said that Ben Roethlisberger has 52 kids that he has to deal with and manage. Probably not the right choice of words to use when you're talking about men and you're talking about athletes. You're talking about people that are – very easily distracted and very easily persuade to go out there and play with a lot of heart or to not play with a lot of heart. And I don't think that this was a great way of addressing his team in general, but AB wants out. First and foremost, I know you're a Steeler fan, so this has got to be somewhat difficult for you, but how do you feel the whole situation has been dealt with there in Pittsburgh?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of blame to go around. I certainly put blame on Mike Tomlin, the head coach in Pittsburgh, for a lot of times. I mean, he's had a lot of success there. Let's not kid ourselves there. He's not a bad coach. Here's what I need to see out of Tomlin, though. He needs to tighten things up a little bit in terms of how his players conduct themselves, you know, outside of the football realm, because it seems a little loose in terms of they're not paying attention to what they're saying. I mean, look, AB was doing Facebook Live in the locker room after a game while Tomlin was talking. I mean, you're not going to see that out of the Patriots. You're not going to see that out of, you know, the Packers. You're not going to, you know, teams that have a culture where, you know what, we take care of our own, but we're not going to do anything to embarrass the program. We're not going to do anything to embarrass the city. And so I think Tomlin has to tighten up a little bit. Now, the comments by the GM about, you know, Big Ben having to take care of 52 kids, that's uncalled for. You're talking about grown men. You're talking about grown men that are professional football players. that's something that doesn't get said. Now, if you want to say it in terms of the team and, you know, obviously word it a little different, then that's okay. But you don't let these things that happen in the locker room or happen between administration and players or between players get outside of that team organization. And AB, let's face it, AB, you know, he's on track for a Hall of Fame career. You know, now he's not exactly Jerry Rice numbers yet or anything, but he's certainly on that track and he's a talent. But he's a diva. Let's face it. Wide receivers are, you know, a lot of those guys are divas. They can think about themselves a little bit more than thinking about the team. And that's just the way it's kind of been. When you think about wide receivers, in this generation, when you and I grew up, maybe not so much, but there's certainly things to be said about AB and the way he's conducted himself. And personally, I mean, I think, look, I agree with a lot of people that AB, a good fit for him would be up with your team in Green Bay. I think that would be a great fit. I mean, you put him with Aaron Rodgers and now you can take the top off of any defense. You got a deep threat, you know, but you know, when it's all said and done, it's just kind of been a disaster the last year or so when you include Le'Veon Bell situation in there for Pittsburgh. So I don't have any doubt that they're going to figure this out. They're going to draft who they need to draft. They're going to get the talent that they need to be successful to get back into the playoffs. Because, look, I mean, the way they ended the season last year was just disgusting. If you're a Steeler fan, but all this with AB, there's blame for AB, there's blame for the general manager, there's blame for Tomlin. I don't think anybody should escape the blame for what has happened in Pittsburgh.
All right, there's a lot to take in, a lot to digest from what you just said, and I'm gonna start with this. It sounds like to me that you're okay with AB not coming back, not being a part of this team, because you feel like at this point the relationship has been damaged and it just doesn't seem like this is a match anymore. So with that being said, I don't disagree with you. Green Bay would be a decent potential fit. You have yourself another Hall of Fame quarterback that you could go to. I think you're going to respect that guy if you're AB. But then again, is AB worth the headache or potential headache that you may have in the locker room? I'd almost rather see them go after Le'Veon Bell personally, because if you think about that dynamic in the backfield, they could have a two-headed monster with Aaron Jones and Le'Veon Bell, and then you open things up and you know, Davante Adams is a hell of a receiver, and believe me, I like the thought of Davante Adams and Antonio Brown side by side too, you know, on opposite sides, two guys that can stretch the field. I love that, but is it realistic? Are there enough balls to be thrown to all those guys then if you have that situation? Whereas, you know, with a running back like Le'Veon Bell, you're given the ball 20 or 30 times a game. You know that. So and then also my question to you would be is, what are you willing to give up for Antonio Brown if you're the Arizona Cardinals, who have also been mentioned? They have a number one draft pick, the number one pick. Would you be willing to give that up for Antonio Brown? What are the Packers willing to give up? What are some of these teams willing to give up? Maybe Detroit. Like, what are you willing to give up for Antonio Brown? In your opinion, what's he worth?
You know, that's a good question. I don't think Arizona would be a good fit for him because he's just too much of a distraction for me at this point. Like the distraction that he can bring in terms of complaining to coaches, complaining to teammates, making a young quarterback like Josh Rosen, or if God forbid if Kyler Murray gets drafted out here, would just not be a good mix. You don't need AB up in the face of a young quarterback and questioning him. But
all right, but with that being said, Mike Wilson, can you think of a better scenario if the Cardinals, again, man, I'm not saying that they're not going to take this Murray kid. And I know that people are like, oh, Josh is our guy. I heard what Kingsbury said a couple of years ago. So if he can, he's going to try to figure out a way to get this guy, whether it's now or whether it's in 3 years. I have a feeling that Cliff Kingsbury, if he sticks with the Arizona Cardinals, at some point he's going to want to flirt with the idea of bringing this kid in. So with that being said, can you think of a better situation, man? You've got two potential – I mean, one Hall of Famer for sure, Larry Fitzgerald, and then most likely another Hall of Famer in Antonio Brown that you could be throwing to here in the near future. That's not terrible for either Josh Rosen or if it happens to be Murray. I mean, can you think about it from that perspective, yes or no?
I certainly could. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Here's a question for you. About AB going to the Giants, the New York football Giants. You put Odell and him on opposite sides. You got Eli. I mean, I don't know. Or is it, you know, I don't think, you know, Pittsburgh has said that they would prefer not to trade him to an AFC team. They want to try and do somebody, you know, trade. They're going to trade with somebody in the NFC. Like, so, you know, would the Giants be a good fit? You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, who's going to want this kind of talent that comes with this kind of distraction? And it feeds into right what you're saying. Like, what's he worth? You know, is he worth the first overall pick? Is he worth the first overall pick, you know, and maybe a couple of second? I mean, I don't know. Or maybe is it 2 second-round picks and, you know, if you need an offensive lineman, do you do that? You know, what do you think? I mean, it's a tough question. I mean, there's no easy answer to this, and I'm with you. I would rather have Bell because Bell, like you said, you're going to give him the ball 25 to 30 times, but you can also use him as a receiver. You can put him in the slot. There's different ways that you can utilize Le'Veon Bell's talent, and you're going to get a guy that's certainly healthy and certainly rested. You know, moving forward with Le'Veon Bell.
Again, I just look at it and I think that, you know, a wide receiver has to get open. A running back is going to touch that ball a lot, just like a quarterback touches that ball. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how everything shakes out and where he winds up and how much you have to give for him. And it's interesting if you ever listen to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, when he talks about him and, you know, oh, he talks about AB like, you know, he's the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm not denying that the guy is one hell of a wide receiver. And I'm also not denying that he's underpaid. I mean, as far as the numbers go, I think he's paid like the 23rd wide receiver, and we know he's not the 23rd wide receiver in the league. He's a top three receiver and probably the top two receiver. I mean, it just depends, again, on how you look at it and how analytical you can get with it. But it'll be interesting, bro. It'll be very interesting. Who's a team that you think we need to look out for next year, Mike Wilson?
Ooh, wow. You caught me off guard with that one. Well, I mean, all the usual suspects. I mean, you got to look out.
I'll give you one. Atlanta. I think they rebound, man. They got too many great wide receivers not to rebound, and they were awful. I think the beginning of the year is what killed them. They had so many close losses early in the year that they never were able to rebound from it. So I think Atlanta rebounds pretty well, personally.
I'm going to say your Green Bay Packers. I'm going to say that they're going to rebound. I mean, not having Green Bay in the playoffs, not having Pittsburgh in the playoffs. I even think Pittsburgh's going to rebound. But not having those two story franchises in the playoffs was something to me that was kind of missed a little bit.
I think Minnesota may rebound too. I actually think that the NFC North, you're going to have three teams that are really, really pissed off. In the Bears, in the Packers, in the Vikings, and don't be surprised if all three of those teams somehow figure out a way to make the playoffs next year, because they're going to be mad. They're going to want to win. And I know we got to take a break, and we're going to come back and wrap things up like we always do, parting shot time. So get ready, Mike Wilson. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back to wrap it up. Keep it close.
Here's a play fake. Ryan going to slip it across. Here's Sanu at the 20. Turns it up 10. Muhammad 5. Reaches in zone. Touchdown, Atlanta.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here this morning. Again, always live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can catch us on Sirius XM Channel 211. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And as we always do at this time, we give you our parting shots. But before we do that, you can always check us out on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Mike, parting shot time, my friend. You're up.
A shout out to this morning goes out to my Oregon State Beaver baseball team. The defending champs are now 7-0. They are going to complete the surprise sweep down here in Arizona. They beat Nebraska yesterday 17-1. The best player in the nation, Adley Rutschman, has 4 home runs in 7 games. He is just ready to roll, and the Beavs are going. Go Beavs.
Wow, man. You're always on those Oregon State Beavers, and rightfully so. You're a proud alum from there, and I understand it, man. It makes a lot of sense. My parting shot, look, man, I'm going to just say to people in general, be careful what you do in society these days, because you never know who's watching you. You never know who's out there to get you. If you're not learning things by watching TV and seeing what happens to athletes or seeing what happens to owners, you're foolish. You're not paying attention. You're really not paying attention at all. So be careful. We live in a weird time in the world and society where people are out to get you. They want to harm you in ways. So protect yourself. Don't put yourself in positions where you're going to be seen, where you're going to be heard. And you know what? If you are, figure out a way to put the phones away. Figure out a way to not have cameras, because all you're doing is opening yourself up to getting yourself into trouble. Think about it, Robert Kraft. Think about it. It makes too much sense, man. Anyways, I hear the music. I know we got to get the heck out of Dodge. You can always catch me late night. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as we do the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. So for Scott, for Richard, who is our guest today, and Mike, I'm saying peace. I'll talk to you later right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.